Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made the way for me.
We're going to be talking about the healings of Jesus. This one, I may not get done with this one tonight, but I've got to tell you, this could well be my favorite of the whole bunch. Matthew chapter 9, verse 2. And we'll see different things from Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Now, in praying about this, and then just meditating on it and looking at it and seeing it in my spirit, and the Lord brought this up to me, that this man's situation was so much like the woman with the issue of blood. Now, both of them are shut-ins, one for one reason, one because she's against the law for her to get out, read the book of Leviticus. A woman that had experienced issue of blood past the normal time, then she's shut in. It's illegal for her to be in public. She's untouchable. She doesn't have leprosy, but she's still untouchable. 12 years this woman was in that shape. That's a long time to be shut in. And by this time, she's skin and bones. And she's afraid to get out there in public. Well, this man, for a totally different reason, but he can't get outside either. And the Lord began in meditating it. He was so much like her that he is saying, if I could just get to him, he'd heal me. I know he'd heal me. I've heard all the stories. I know he'd heal me. I need to get to him. But I can't. I'm stuck with this. Well, let's read it and see what you see here. Matthew 9, verse 2. With the first verse, he entered into a ship, passed over, and came into his own city, which would be Capernaum. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, be of good cheer." Now, we're going to see a beautiful picture take place here. Be of good cheer. Cheer up. Your sins are forgiven you. Cheer up. Your sins are forgiven you. Behold, certain of the scribes within themselves, "This man blasphemes." I thought for a long time that this was a hostile crowd, that they just came to pick him apart. But then I began to realize that it was not in a synagogue. It was in his house. Because you're going to see he was in the house. Say, the house in Capernaum. It was his house. When they excavated this place, they thought it was Peter's house because it was so big. But then by evidence, they realized it was Jesus. It was not only his house, it was a headquarters for his ministry. And if you study it very closely, he taught the whole 18th and 19th chapters of Matthew right there in his own living room. And he brought that little child up there to him. And any two of you shall agree as touching anything. Boy, it just suddenly goes widescreen. It's just like you were there. Now, this place, they had come in there from all around the countryside to hear him preach and teach. So they didn't come to pick him apart, but when he said something, it caused them to lose their attention to what he was saying because they had another thought. Now, I have seen this happen in meetings where someone comes to the service, someone you know that there's something about this person, or maybe you brought them to the service, and whoever's ministering, you're thinking, glory to God, this is just what this brother needs, this is what this young man needs. And just right up to the point where he's going to tell you how to fix it, something happens in the audience to distract him, and he's looking all over the place, and I'm thinking, why doesn't he listen to that preacher and just lose the whole thing, Mark? Just because of that moment's distraction. And that's what the devil did here. And he's still talking, but they're not listening because he said, "What? This man blasphemes. Who can forgive sin but God?" And we'll see more about it as we go. Praise God. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Wherefore think ye evil in your heart? Whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk, but that you may know that the Son of Man hath power or authority on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the sick of the palsy, "Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." He arose and departed to his house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God. See, They didn't come there to fight him. They marveled when they saw it, but they got distracted. Now there's, in my thinking, this is the most important of all of these because of what's happening here. Now Mark chapter 2, we'll see a little bit more. Mark 2, chapter 1. And again he went home to Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word to him. Now we have another element into this. He was preaching the word to them. So all of these different scribes and so forth, they're hearing the word preached. They came unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, broken up where he was. They let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When he saw their faith, he said to the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." So what did he say? "Son, cheer up, for your sins be forgiven thee." There were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?" And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they also so reasoned within themselves, he said, "Why reason these things in your heart? Whether is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the sick of the palsy, "I say unto you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your own house." Immediately he arose, took up his bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were amazed, and they glorified God, saying, "We never saw it on this fashion." Now Luke chapter 5, and we get the rest of the story. Praise God. Luke 5, 17. It came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching. Well, now we know he was teaching and he was preaching. Well, hey, he went about teaching, preaching, and healing. He did more teaching than anything else. Amen. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, he said, he was teaching, and there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by. Well, we also know there were scribes and lawyers, from what we got from the other writers, which were come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And like Keith said, the finest donkeys in the land were parked right outside. I mean, there's some Cadillac donkeys in that, you know. Woo-wee. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now listen, and now here's something we hadn't heard before. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Well, of course it was. Jesus was there. But God intended for all of them to be healed. He intended for all of them to learn something about ministering healing, because he's teaching. And he's preaching. He'd preach a while. Then he'd teach and use examples and parables and talk, you know, like only Jesus could. Amen. And all of a sudden, now he's in his own home. What? And he sees them coming through the roof. He said, I'm telling you what, those boys got some faith. I tell you. Man, oh man, whoa, that guy let those four crazy friends carry him up on top of the roof. These boys really after this. I see their faith. He's got this big smile on his face, you know, and he says, son, cheer up. Your sins are forgiven you, boy. Come on down here. Come on down here. Now, I forget that roof. We'll fix it later. Come on. Oh, man. Yeah, look at you. Boy, if you're not something, man, oh, man. What'd you say? Why did you reason that? I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. You just had the thought that I blasphemed God because I told him his sins were forgiven. No. To prove to you, which is easier to say, oh, this is just huge. Which is easier to say? Your sins be forgiven you. Arise, take up your bed, and go home. Prove to you that the Son of Man has the power and the authority to forgive sins. He said to the man sick of the palsy, rise, take up your bed, and go home. Now, what is so big about that? Exactly, I'm talking exactly, Dennis, exactly the same power that forgives heals. It's not one or the other. It's the forgiving power that heals. It's the healing power that forgives. My God, give somebody a praise here. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo-hoo. glory be to God. It's the same power. It's not two different powers. Why? It's the same loving God. He is the forgiver. He is the healer. He is the forgiver. He is out there. Whoa. Same power. It's not one or the other. That's what that whole story is all about. Amen. The same God that has healing on his mind has forgiveness on his mind. He came to forgive. He came to forgive. He came to remember your sins no more. I am he that blotteth out your transgressions and remember your iniquities no more. For my own sake. I kept reading that and reading that and reading that, and it disturbed me. I said, I don't get this. I said, Lord, I said, you did that for my sake. No, he said, I did it for my sake. Oh, I don't get it. I just plain don't get it. It's very plain. He said, right in here, very authoritatively, Kenneth, do you want to remember ugly stuff about your children? I said, well, of course not. He said, well, neither do I. Besides that, he said, if I remember your sins, I can't bless you. Amen. I was sitting on the platform one day, and then it was just praise was going on, so that I actually had stood up to preach a couple of times, and it just broke loose in there. And people just running all over the building. And I two or three times I stood up there and tried to read my text. And I finally just went over there and sat down. And things are just happening all over the place. This one little woman, about two rows back, she jumped up and just spun around and around and around and sat back down in her chair. And I thought, well, now that's strange. And I'm just sitting there watching all of this. And the Lord said to me, just so clear, and just clearly and plainly, he said, Kenneth, if it hadn't have been for sin, I never would have had a serious thought. Nothing serious about him. Till sin happened and he got serious. Then he fixed it and he's not serious anymore. He's just a happy God. He's a happy God. Amen. And I found out later, the little woman that jumped and spun like a top had come there with cerebral palsy. She could just barely get around. And people had helped her into that chair. And she just jumped up and spun like a top and walked out of there just as straight as everybody. Well, of course, she looked fine to me, but I didn't know. I didn't see her when she came in. There's a praise cure. They praised all night long. I finally just quit and went home. Amen. And I was in England when it happened. And people told me, now, Brother Copeland, don't be disturbed if the English people are not all of that responsive. You know, they're very quiet. No, they're not. Not when you preach and teach faith and talk about Jesus. They scream and holler. They just do it with a different accent. That's the wildest bunch I ever saw in my life. Oh, we had a time. That whole meeting was wonderful. So that one is a hallmark of healing and forgiveness, forgiveness and healing. Would you stand, please? Thank him and praise him. Thank him. Thank him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anyone in this room that has never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. He came tonight just for you, and you came tonight just for him. And so we praise and thank him for it. Anyone in this room that has never accepted Jesus as Lord and you want to tonight, would you raise your hand? Anyone at all? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, amen. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anyone that would say, Brother Copeland, I know the Lord, but I've gotten away from Father's house. But after hearing this, I'm coming back tonight. Tonight's my night. Raise your hand. Anyone up there in the balcony? Yes, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I'll tell you something else. Anyone that's never been filled with the Spirit speaking with other tongues like on the day of Pentecost, but tonight's your night. Tonight, it's going to happen to you. I said it's going to happen to you. It's going to happen right now. So in the name of the Lord Jesus, let's just all raise our hands and we're going to pray and we're going to lead them right straight to the throne of God. And you pray this just like you were receiving the new birth and old things passing away, that old dark nature just going away, glory to God, and all things being made new right there in your spirit. I remember when it happened to me. Glory to God, first week of November, 1962. I remember it like it was last night. And praise God. So just raise your hand up towards heaven and put your hand over your heart and say, oh God in heaven. Say it out loud where you can hear yourself. Oh God in heaven, I believe with all my heart Jesus has been raised from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Take my life and do something with it. I receive you as my Lord. I receive you as my Savior. I repent of sin. I receive total and complete cleansing. I repent. I receive. And by faith, I'm clean. Because your word says in 1 John, the first chapter, that you are faithful and just to forgive me my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Fill me now to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit. I receive Him. I receive Him now. I receive my supernatural prayer language. Glory to God. Now, don't start frowning. This is not a time to frown. Well, I don't know. No, no. This is a joyful thing. Glory to God. Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke, how much more your Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those that ask Him. All you got to do is ask and believe you receive. It's that easy.
Wherever you are in the world, it's easier than ever before to connect with Kenneth Copeland Ministries and enjoy all of our online media, including content exclusive to our website. Visit us at kcm.org and gain access to over 50 years of Bible teaching from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland right at your fingertips. Watch live streaming video of the Believer's Voice of Victory Sunday and daily broadcasts. Enjoy live programs from the Victory Channel and experience special events on demand. Browse through hours of archived audio and video teaching and immerse yourself in the Word through the online devotional From Faith to Faith. Download the latest BVOV magazine, including our enhanced interactive version. This free monthly publication is filled with powerful tools for spiritual growth, articles by ministry leaders, testimonies from partners, and much more.
Watch the broadcast, read the magazine, designed, listen to me, to be a study center.
There's a personal hands-on experience that you'll get that you won't be able to find anywhere else.
I love all the instructors and how they impart to us the things that the Lord has laid on their hearts to share with us.
Listen, I'm telling you, you start out, you listen to it, and you listen to it until it comes out of your mouth, glory to God. But when it comes out of your mouth, it'll have your anointing on it.
Everything that I'm learning here will carry on and is preparing me for the next step.
Take the next step. Apply today.
Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And I want to share a scripture with you that is so close to my heart, and I know so close to Kenneth and Gloria's heart, because this is the way they think towards their partners. It's Philippians chapter 4, and this is the Apostle Paul here writing to his partners. He said to them in verse 17, "Not that I desire a gift, I desire fruit that may abound to your account. I have all, I abound." And then it says in verse 19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." It is really and truly Kenneth and Gloria's heart for their partners. As the partners give into this ministry, the greatest thing that we want to see is fruit that abounds to your account. Multiplication. Supernatural multiplication comes from when you sow into good ground. And Kenneth Copeland Ministries is very good ground. We are preaching the uncompromised word of faith all over the world. And the great thing about the Victory Channel is that there are over 30 ministries that are being carried on the Victory Channel because of the partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Your giving, when it comes into our ministry, it just doesn't come into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. It's going through Kenneth Copeland Ministries into all of these other ministries. So really, you get credit for everything that all of those ministries are doing because you're helping to carry them on the Victory Channel. Partners, thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. You have been there with Kenneth and Gloria, helping them to spread the gospel around the world. There is so many things that are taking place here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries that we pray for you. We think about you all the time. As the CEO, I have my executive team meetings, and I have all of my executives around me, and we begin every one of those meetings by receiving communion, and we pray. We pray over our staff. We pray over the board. We also pray over you, over all of our partners. We lift you up before the Lord. We believe that the windows of heaven are opened over you, that whatever it is that's going on in your life right now, that you are getting answers, you're getting direction, you're receiving exactly and precisely what the Lord has for you in that moment of time. We love you. We love you so much. And we know that you are right there with us as we continue to preach the uncompromised word of faith. This is Pastor George Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/giveonline. Or call 877-615-4267. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.